The Mishnah said that one aide pushed him down, and the other aide, if he wasn't killed yet, he takes a stone and throws it at him and tries to kill him with that.
Places it on him.
Oh, that was out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pastor said. And lab aid asheni naitel is evan. Zaktimah naitel is mashma, he himself takes it. Vatani b'shimin Allah za'ime. Evan is hasham. Masri, there was a stone there. Masri shnei b'nei adam. Two people carried it.
One person can carry it.
Yeah. Night love and nice naliba. So, in Mezba Yatza. So, you see that you needed two people to carry it. So, how did our Mishnah say that one person threw it on him? The second aide threw it on him. Zaktimah, the taimech. If you're taking a literal tikshu lachigufa, you can ask on the Braisa itself. Masri shnei b'nei adam. It says it's a weight of two people. And then it says, night love and nice naliba. He puts it on. Is it two or one? So in the Braisa itself is a steer. Ella, the madli love, bahade chaveira. He pushes it with his friend. Vishadi la iu. And then he himself, one person himself, throws it. Because if two people throw it, so Rashi explains, you can't. Rashi says, the tesim azayim, mikoyach gadol the shnayim. When two people are throwing the same thing, it doesn't go with the same power, the same destination. One person throws a bekayach. So again, what's going on? We started saying that it was so heavy, like Rabbi Mazel said, it was so heavy that you can't carry it with one person. So Mo says, no, really, one person was able to carry it, but we carried it with two, and threw it with one because it's better aim, better kayak with one. I think you can't carry it with
one. Did we throw it from above the kaima?
Did we?
If we did, then you the last much person easier, rolled
just,
it down.
You just rolled it down.
Right.
But
maybe
did we?
Was there just to balance it?
No, I think is that we're both balancing, and one of them picks it up and throws it.
What do you mean balancing? What do you mean?
In other words, the two people are holding with four hands,
yeah,
and one of them lifts it a little bit and rolls it off on top of him.
Just rolls it off, you're saying it was because on the second
no,
floor?
No, they were standing on the ground. It says they were standing on the ground.
Yeah.
Right. Taitra shadda la'iu.
What?
Taitra shadda la'iu.
He throws it. The shadi la'iu. He himself throws it.
Puts it.
Shadi is more of a lush and putting it.
Placing it.
Yeah, placing it. So again, so it's not shvar. That means initially to carry it, you need two people to carry it from his destination. But once it's already on, it's moving or something, so you just go ahead like...
When it's higher.
And then you push it, and right, you just push
when
it.
When it rolls, you have momentum.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, so the second phase is that he winds up throwing it. It's not putting it. Because
yeah, we were medayak in the mission. Mashma is throwing it. Noitel is Evan, putting the stone. Nice, now leave it. Just, yeah. Dr. Mavaita. And that means if the second aid threw the stone and nothing happened to this person, then the rest of Klai Yisrael could throw stones. We see in a braisa that it was never that people had to throw stones. He died before before Klai Yisrael threw stones. So what's going on over here that was saying that Klai Yisrael and anyone in any yid was able to throw stones? So the Gemara, Mika Amina the Ovid, does it say that you did? The Mishnah doesn't say that it happened. The Imatzah Kamina, the Mishnah says, let's say, punkt. It would have happened, then anyone else was able to throw stones. Zakti Gemara, Vait Amama Evan Haisa. There was a stone that the Mishnah said, there was like a designated stone, that you killed people with it. Zakti Gemara, I mean, that was the Brice before, but yeah. The stone that stoned him, the wood that a person got hung with.
Literally a tree.
Tree, yeah. Or the sword that a guy got killed. The towel that the guy got choked with. So how are you telling me that like there was a set aside stone and that was the stone that we always use for people to get killed? What do you mean? They got buried with this person. talking about the miskini umaisi achina chilufai. You're right. They it doesn't mean the same stone. It means that they always made sure that there was a stone there prepared to kill this person.
A person.
Right, whoever it was, right. He gets buried with him, the stone gets buried with him. Nothing gets buried with him. It doesn't mean literally with him, it means within Dalit Aris. Zakr Ashi. Haisa. Mashma kala yamim haisa lekach. Vehi nikbaris imay. Mashma was with him, and he gets buried with him. Kul nikbarim imay. Nikavit tikbarani yuseyo nafkalon. We'll come on a pick and we'll learn out later. But Tvisasa doesn't mean literally with him. Mesech Abba Amis. Within his Dalit Aris. Avalay nikbu imay mamish. Not to get buried with him, mamish.
So Rashi gets a double kever.
Why?
Because within Dalit Aris, you need to put the stone.
Under him, he doesn't have anybody buried with him.
Right.
There's a whole section of the cemetery
from the skull. Yeah.
They were all equal.
Yeah. Talking more about Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Allah, nikta o yad o edim pater. If one of the hands of the edim got chopped off, he lost his hand before the guy got killed. That means he said edim. He had a hand, and then he lost his hand. Pater. My time. The beino yad the edim tia by birishaina. You need his hand like it was originally. Veleka. And he takes the pasuk literally, and the pasuk says if you don't have the hand, you're stuck. So therefore, you don't kill him." So therefore, Shmuel said halacha that we can't, even though this person is mechuyav skila, he did everything wrong. But if the aid loses his hand, he's pater. Zok the Gemara, elamata aidim gidmin de meikara hachanami de psili. If aid didn't have a hand originally, he's possible to say aidis. We didn't see such a thing, right? Yada aidim tia, but so lechay leit Shmuel, we should need a hand. And for the Gemara. The pasuk means that he had originally a hand and then he lost a hand. But if he never had a hand, then he's not included in this pasuk. Is that moed from the pasuk? What
shaykhs to the drasha, like we asked yesterday? It's like so far-fetched. Why does it matter? You could have a regular person. And al kadei kach, you're going to say the drasha means that if he had like a tchila, it's fine. But now
in
a
not
what?
We're talking about the hand. And not only that, it makes a lot of sense.
What's the pasuk to set a pasuk? What does it mean?
They have the first dibs.
Right, so I'm saying...
Bachan and everyone else.
Right, so to drasha, the yad also means that they should have hands. And not only they should have hands, if they didn't have hands, it's fine. If they didn't have if they had previously.
Because it makes sense, because I mean, why do you need a hand? For pashas, you would say either to push him or to go ahead and stone him. It means not to stop my hand.
But anyway, the Gemara
says... Because you have to be the one to stone him.
Right.
Anyway, the lesson of the Gemara is both aid.
What do you do
if one aid lost his hand? Right. It's not a problem.
Edim.
You can do it.
No, if I care. Maybe.
No,
maybe
the Gemara said aidim.
Yeah, maybe aidim both have to have their hands.
Yeah. No.
Why not?
Gemara says that's not the lesson of Gemara. Both aidim have to lose their hands.
Wait, what did you see?
Because Gemara said aidim. Gemara said both aidim.
No.
Yeah, maybe it means both have to have their hands. More than that, what happens if the aid is not around to do the skila?
Oh, so you're saying over there, lechayra?
I don't know what's the
lesson? Okay, so the Gemara is going to handle that. Zok Rashi, Gidman, Hachet. No, Zok the Gemara. Fine. So that's Shmuel's drasha. So Shmuel Bekitza is a literal, takes the pasuk literal. Yeah, the aidim has to have a hand. So the Gemara Meisvei. We have a cash on this. It says, we looked at the Makkah, she idu shnayim. If two people come and say, me din on a bish pliny, I'm saying, hey, this on this person, shenigma din of a bezdin pliny. That there was a gma din in bezdin pliny. O pliny, pliny, edav. And this and these people are as edim, areze yorek. He should get killed. So what do we see? So even though it's not the same two edim originally that said the edis, it's two new Adam that say that we saw that he got kapaskant, this guy got kapaskant in this bezdin, and still it works. What do you mean? Yad Adam Tia by Birshina, we should see Lachaya literally.
Maybe that's not talking about skiva over there.
Zok Rashi. Rashi's going to say. Oh no, okay, yeah. Rashi says, Yad Eidim, Yad Chayes by Tiel Hem, I raise the Yahik, Vafa Pisha ain't can Yad Eidim or Yishainim, even though they aren't the same Yad Eidim or Yishainim. Alma loy baika, kidach siv, the lav dafke ich tevel mitzvah alma. I skip Rashi. Like upon him, Rashi says, Rashi explains that the Pshat is that I need the same hands. So if these two Eidim weren't there, and it's two other Eidim saying the Eidus, the Chayra, you shouldn't be able to kill him. And over here you see that you kill him. Kash on Shmuel. So the Gemara, Tigam Shmuel, Behein Hein Eidav. No, that it doesn't mean two different Eidim. We are the Eidim of the original story.
It's a new Bezdin.
So, right, the only thing is it's a new Bezdin. But the same Eidim are coming from the original story.
Even not that. What's the Mechayiv that means right now? These Eidim are being Mechayiv. They're saying Eidim.
Right.
That this person was Mechayiv.
Right, what's the Chedush? Why do you have to come and say that I Me'idim on the Bezdin? We're the Eidim. He did it. Wouldn't the Bezdin say that? When they come to the second Bezdin, said this guy ran away from Bezdin somewhere else, and now he needs to get killed. They're going to say, okay, let's start a new Bezdin. A new Dintari.
But they're not saying Eidus on the story. They don't know anything about the story.
Yeah,
I'm saying Eidus on the Eidus.
I am the Eidus.
That's
Gemara says, right. Yeah. But I'm saying, why do you have to... What's the case? What's the even the Bryce's case? Me'idin, they're coming to Bezdin. What are they saying?
They're saying that we saw him gepaskind.
Oh.
And so-and-so, Bezdin...
So what does Bezdin say now? That we're assuming that the Psakin is a good Psak, or you start a new Psak?
No, we don't start a new Psak. We can't start a new Psak because these two don't know about the story. They just know the maskana of the story. They didn't see anything. They just say that...
The teretz is that they're saying we were the original Edom.
Right, and we're starting a whole new psak.
Right, so at Snapchat, you're coming to Bezdin and saying, oh, by the way, there's a Gemara dinner ready. We're starting from scratch anyways.
Oh, no, we're not starting from scratch.
Why not?
We don't have to start from scratch.
So why does in every case two Bezdin come in and say, two Edom come in and say, we saw that in this place, this Bezdin passed and that the Chayim is in?
The guy got killed or not? We killed him.
No, he ran away.
He ran away, so that works.
No, see, the metzius over here is when they're coming to Bezdin. What are they arguing now? What are they?
They're saying
what are they
over what happened in that Bezdin.
A finished psak then. Wouldn't Bezdin turn around and say, "Okay, so let's start from scratch"?
In the Maskana Gemara, the same Eidim. Why does Bezdin say something? You know what? Asik it is to start. It's such a big deal with the whole.
But it's two different sorts of Eidim. When they come and they say, "By the way, we're not the Eidim, but we know that something happened in this city." And he's Chayiv Misa.
Right.
Okay, fine. So we have no choice but to accept it.
They're coming over here. Let them?
We're the Eidus. So if we're the Eidus, okay, what's the story? What happened?
You're saying, I mean, why shouldn't they?
The case of the Brice is probably off. They wouldn't do that. They would actually say, let's deliberate the case.
No, people don't like getting involved in a whole new psak. You're saying, you're asking, or you're saying
practically
saying
speaking,
you should be mechayiv to do
that? I would imagine that would happen. Wouldn't that happen?
No. The person doesn't want to get involved in paskening someone Misa. That Bezdin Paskin, I'll continue on with that.
Okay.
What's Takada Alacha? Edom allowed to come and say that he saw that Yenim based the Paskin, that he played Misa and he gets Misa. So we're giving a territory here. They do the original Edom. What about a case that they weren't?
They let Shmuel, they won't. Takada won't be high.
Because not Yad Edom.
Not Yad Edom. It's not Edom P.A. because it's saying over the actual Psak. It's not Edom P.A. They're not saying over the story, they don't know the story. They're saying over the psak.
You can't say over here also, you can't say that the pshat is that their edus is being high on this right now, and maybe so that the edom, it doesn't happen. But it would be a case where they didn't see the original. They weren't the original edom.
Yeah, let Shmuel, you won't kill him.
No, but they...
Why not? Right. He's saying their edom now started a new...
They're not starting... Not
they're the
starting.
Yada edom.
That's the yada edom. Why can't they play the yada edom? They're being mechayiv him right now. They're saying Yenim Bezdin.
No, they're not. They said Bezdin was mechayiv him. They're not the ones mechayiv him. Bezdin was mechayiv him.
Moshe Klein was bothered with his kasha today.
But you have to know what Yad Edom means. Meaning, if it means the original Edom, then they're no longer here.
There's a dinner beyond this around Miki Becher. Shmuel was in Hal Kermit.
How could you? I understand, but you have a pasuk not.
No, you have a pasuk that you can't give him skilos. So give him a different misa.
Oh, okay. We'll get to all the misas. Okay.
No, in case where he's chayiv skila and you can't give him skila.
You don't stam as I give all the mises. You have a different zayis of kasav not.
Yeah, but we have a
pasuk.
If
you
can't kill him with the.
We're gonna get to that, mamish. We're gonna get to this next month. Zok to Gemara. Umi beinon krakadachsiv. Shmuel said that everything has to be literal. You can't say anything. It's just a mitzvah ba'alma. Everything has to be literal. And we dash him. If he's a Ritzeach, we kill him anyway. That's only the Misa that it's written in. How do you know if you can't kill him with the Misa that's written, which is Sayif? How do you know you kill him with any Misa? Anyway. So here you see that you're not mechayiv to literal the word of the law. You can kill him anyway. Even though you're supposed to kill him with Sayif. So how could Shmuel say that you have to do literal? And the Gemara, it's a ribuy. Kill him anyway. So the Gemara, v'ligma minei. So why don't you learn out from there to all other cases that you just kill him anyway? Goyel Adam is another ribuy that you have. You could anyway. We'll see what type of ribuy it is. So it's two ribuyim, and you don't learn out from others. That what we just said, that he was chayiv and sayiv, anyone could kill him. Goyel Adam, Mai, what do you see by Goyel Adam? The Tanya, look in the Brayis, Goyel Adam, Yamas is a Yitzech. The Goyel Adam could kill the Yitzech. It's a mitzvah by Goyel Adam. Then the Samachis also, it's a mitzvah in the Goyel Adam to kill him.
But he should do the sayiv. That's what the Mar means.
What?
The Mar means that he should be the executioner. He should do the sayiv.
Uminayin shem ein loy Goyel. How do you know if he's no Goyel Adam, he has no relatives? Bezdin could go ahead and set aside someone to be Goyel Adam and able to be able to kill this Ritzach. Shenema pick a boy, Mikal Makam, anyone. See, you have a ribui to any, that it doesn't have to be Dafka, the Goyel Adam, and so too by Ritzach, someone who's a killer, that you can end up, if you can't kill him, Messiah, if he's running away or something, you could kill him any other way. See, you see, it's a Dafka, these two, that's what Shmuel learns. But any other case, you have to be literal, you know, what it says in Pasuk, and that's it. If you don't have all the Tanayim, you don't go ahead and kill it.
But it's not Shnei Ksuvim Abon Keecha for the same thing. It's not the exact same thing.
Nechnami, but the vote is not the same thing. The vote is if something's literal or not. So the Ma'avayt. Omalei Ma'akashisha B'reda of Chizla Ravashi. Ma'akashisha, the son of Chizla, and told Ravashi. Miloi B'inon Kraka D'chsiv. Like, you're asking on Shmuel, like Shmuel was Mechadish, that you need everything literal. Don't you need everything literal? We have a mission of Atnan. In the Masechta, if one of them were a Gideim, yeah, if one of the parents, by Mansayr and Meir, were a Gideim, missing a hand, or Elaim, right, mute, or Chige, foot, or Suma, or he's blind, or Cheirish, can't talk, Einai Nasa, Ben Sayyar Meir, he doesn't become Ben Sayyar Meir. Shneim have a tough suit, boy, and we dash in Veloy Gedimin. They have to be able to grab him, not if the parents, one of them are Gidim, missing a hand. By Tzio Isai, they have to be able to take him out Veloy Chig, not if they're missing a foot. Va'amru, they have to talk Veloy Ilman, not someone who's mute. Beneinu Zeh, they have to be able to see, this is our child, Veloy Suma, not someone blind. Einenu Shomea Bekaleinu, they can't hear Veloy Chirash, not someone who's deaf. So,
he can't speak.
No.
Ain't Shomei is going on the bench.
Yeah. Because Ain't
was there voice.
Yeah. Zok
the
Gemara.
Yeah. Zok the
Gemara.
Okay. Zok the Gemara. My time. The only one I don't hear is Chigir because it has to get around, right? No, the other ones can't physically see the. Chigir has the ability.
Okay.
Made it a little difficult, but maybe he has to be able to do it.
So you could technically
find a way to do it.
Yeah. So
he has to be able to do it normally.
Right. So my time, Lama should have been a kaka d'chsiv. So isn't this like Shmuel? This is a klal raya, like Shmuel was mechadish. It's a mishnah. So the Lord shani asam the kulei kra yisayir. Over there, no, there's another zach because it's each one is Rashi explains kulei kra yisayir. The havdeh the mechta veitzio shari muskalu ki d'chsiv b'chol shayin eskalim. Like it just says the pasuk of other v'sulai midi. Why kol erech advarim zalamali? Lama, why does the pasuk have to go and elaborate so much? So this is bezunder ribui, but you don't learn out from there to other places that you need everything is ma'akev. Zok demar vayt tashma ein lo rechayiv ein nasasei nedachas. If there's no street in nedachas, the pasuk says that you need a street vaytzu el shari ir. So the pasuk. So mele, if there's no street, we tell you that you do not go ahead and make ein nedachas. You make a street. At Kanlai Pligi, the only argument of the Masavir Chayve to make Karb, you know, you need a street originally, Masavir Chayve, the Ashtanami can make Karb, dummy. You make a street now, it's like it was there the whole time.
Chayve is a public square, it's not just a little street.
Yeah, sure, yeah. They brought them out to the public square. Aval the Kula Alma, but you know, Karb. But everyone says, everyone agrees to Shmuel that you need, he have a raya that everyone agrees to Shmuel that you need a street. So you see that if you can do it afterwards, but a street you zechen it. So the more tanoi, it's more chagis tanoi. It's not. We learned the Mishnah. Ein loy bayin yad. He's talking about by the mitzayra. If he doesn't have a yad, bayin regel, oizen imanis, ein loy tayra lamas, he can never get tar because you go ahead and you spritz it on the yad, the regel, the oizen.
Talking about the thumbs.
Yeah. So if he doesn't have it, he's no tire forever. You don't need actually the hand itself. You put it on its place. You put it on the play on the left side. So Bekitzis, we have Machlekes. The Tanakama holds like Shmuel that if you don't have a literal, you do not. It doesn't become a tire lumps. And Belezim Shimon arguing on Shmuel, and they hold like Ayikarka Dechsev. You don't need exact. Zak the Mishnah. Kalan is Kalan Nitlan. All the people that get skila get hung. Dibre Belezim. Chamayim ain't a Nitla. No. The only people that get hung is Ella HaMegadev, someone who's Mekal as Hashem. Vayved Avedazar, or someone that deans Avedazar. Ha'ish, Toilin, Oisai, Panov, Klape Am. A man, they hang him with his face. Facing the nation. The Isha Panah Klape Eitz. And a woman, we'll see in the Gemara the explanation to this, a woman, she's facing the wood. A man gets hung and a woman doesn't get hung Bechla. You learned yesterday, that was that long grashi, 2 days ago, that she gets hung on the Shimon Shadach Hel, those Machshefes. He hung those women. He hung 80 in one day. We learned that you don't pass in two in one day. So obviously he did something which wasn't supposed to be done anyways. So don't bring me a raya from Shimon Ben-Shot.
What? That's a good tarot. He did two things wrong.
Yeah, but
because you don't learn from him.
So it's been disaster. That when you don't say Shnei Mises, different kinds of Mises, the same kind of Mises you can. Otherwise, when you have a in the Dachas, how could you kill them all?
Yeah.
You're in the dachas. You kill all of them, and you do it beyond method.
No, which dachas?
You're in the dachas.
Yeah, I understand. We're not talking about dachas.
Mrs. Bezin.
Yeah, and near the dachas, who kills them? Mrs. Bezin.
I understand because that's the din in the ear. Yeah, but normally
down each individual from the ear.
I'm not sure. So what are you asking? Asking on the
Mishnah. Because the base of the teretz is different kind of mises. Different kind of mises you don't do beyond mechad.
It's not the teretz of the deer, it's different for whatever reason. Mishnah Meshatach is different. Rashi explains that.
We saw that they wanted to. You see, they attack and kill the son. They were all going to gang up against him, so they did it all quick at once. It says the pasuk, you get killed, and we hang you. You would think anyone that gets killed, we hang him. Kill us only him. Dafka, someone who's mekal Hashem, ma mekal zeh. So we dash ma mekal zeh shebeskila. Afkal shebeskila. No, anyone that gets skila, you hang. Just like Mikhail gets skila, someone who curses HaKadosh Baruch who gets skila, so to anyone that and gets hung, so to any skila gets hung. That's the Rebbe Elazar. That was Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah that said, "Kol on his skull and nitlan." Anyone that gets skila gets hung. Chamayim ma Mikhail ze shakafa beikir. Afkal shakafa beikir. The Chamayim say no, only someone who's kaifa beikir, not anyone else. Ma'akim if Rabbanon dashi klali apratim. Rabbanon dashin. In the Torah, that actually klalu prat means any time that it says stop, and then it explains something. So darshin the prat, darshin klal and a prat. And Belaza darsh ribi miut. And Belaza says no, you darshin always ribi and miut. So what's the difference? Klal or prat or ribi miut? So Rashi explains. Darshin klal or prat. You darshin as a tayak v'chlal or prat. They darshin whenever there's a ribi, whenever there's a included a lot, and then a prat. They say it's a klal or prat. Kamakim shasasa. It says stam, and then it's mefarish darshan as achim mefrat. You say that the second one is a prat. And what does it mean?
What's the case over here?
Oh, we're going to explain. And belaza darsha b'mit, and belaza darshan's ribu b'mit. What does it mean? V'yesh chilik ben zeh lezeh. Prat haynu pirish haklal. Prat means, belaza darshan's prat means that's explaining the klal. V'ein b'chlal mashav prat. The klal, there's no klal. What is klal? The prat. V'fulu daimel prat ein misyavim in a klal. There's no ribu at all. The prat, the second pasuk comes along and explains what exactly it is. But if you dash him, mute him, that's like, okay, it's a klal mum kaimu. We didn't take out the whole klal. Ela miyutim b'miktzis b'mayir in a little bit. Shemetchila mashma kolda. The ketchila was mashma everything. V'loy uba miyutu miyut mashmai. The miyut comes into mayit. It's mashmai shloy tema kaiv mashma. Don't say everything included. El kigayin zeh. Hakasav achav adayim loy. This and anything which is done. Okay. So now what's our case? Zakta Gemara. They dash and call the aprati, and that's much more literal that it's only the prat. And that's mamayit something, but it doesn't mean that it's only the second. So Rabbana dash and call the aprati, it says, Vahumas Vitalisa, Klal, it's mashma everyone. Kikilalos, then the pasuk says that dafka someone who is mekal or prat. It says mashma dafka someone's mekal. So you have mekal v'la adadi, if it will be right next to each other. V'hum mas v'talisa kikilalos, then amir and ein b'chal mashma prat. We would say the klal is only what's in prat. Hani and mende achini loy, just someone that was mekal. Ashtu the mechke me adadi, now that it's not so close, there's words in between.
What's in between?
There's a whole pasuk in between. It's different psukim. First it says behumas v'talis and pasuk chavbeis. The next pasuk it says I sell kikilas elikim tal. So hash to machem adadi. There are words in between. Ahani lira buya vaydus kechavim the damila b'chal mili. I would go ahead and be mad by vaydus kechavim just to megade to someone that's mekalil because it's very very similar to mekal. So therefore, so I'm mad by something also. But really. He dashens klal or prat, and klal or prat means dafka klal or prat, the prat dafka the prat. But over here, there's some words in between, so we give you some leeway. Rabbi Lazar dash should be moot. Rabbi Lazar dashens that it's ribu it's mayit everything. Moot it's a mayit something. Vuhumas v'talisa is ribu. Every type of killing you hang the guy. Ki killalas is meat. See, you have a mikav and adad. If it'll be mamish close, lev ma bina nela vedes kechav. The damila, the chalmili, I would just be mad about it's come because it's similar to everything. Hash the machim adadi, hana lebuisha, hana skalan to teach you any skila gets hung. If it's not skila, it doesn't get hung. So that's the side of the machloikis. And you see this a couple of places in Shas. And how do we dash in a way? It's ribi amit or it's klal aprat. That makes enough to know.